Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Anchor. Leading off today, Apple Car never saw the light of day, but we continue to learn more about just how extensive Apple's efforts were for Project Titan over the course of its 10-year development. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported on Monday that the Apple Silicon team was heavily involved in the Apple Car project before it was shut down, putting a lot of effort into what was referred to as the AI brain of the car, which would be powered by a custom Apple Silicon chip. This chip would have been the equivalent of four M2 Ultras put together. The M2 Ultra is, of course, the most powerful chip that Apple has developed to date, and the Apple Car would have used what was basically four of them combined together. A single M2 chip consists of 134 billion transistors and features a 24-core CPU, a GPU with up to 76 cores, and a dedicated 32-core neural engine. Interestingly, Gurman says that development of this new chip for the car was nearly finished before the project was discontinued. Some of the engineers working on Apple Car were reassigned to other teams at Apple, so the company could reuse the engineering of this chip for future projects. But more than anything, this is just another example of how widespread the work on Apple Car was inside the company, spanning all of Apple's teams, including Apple Silicon. In other news today, Apple is said to be testing an artificial intelligence-powered advertising platform with a select group of partners. According to Business Insider, this AI tool chooses where to place ads in the various App Store promoted ad placement slots. Right now, this is being used to improve advertiser campaign performance for App Store search ads, but Business Insider speculates the technology could eventually be used elsewhere as Apple continues to expand its offerings of ad-supported services. This is similar to other AI ad placement tools offered by Google and Facebook, but it's a little strange for Apple to be readying such a large tool, given it only has a small collection of ad types right now. In the App Store, developers can pay to appear in the Today tab, the Search tab, and at the top of search results. There's also an ad slot at the bottom of other app product pages. But this is likely just an example of Apple dipping its toe in the water. It's been reported that Apple plans to expand advertising to other system apps like Apple Maps, Apple Books, and podcasts, so it's easy to see how this new AI-powered platform could play a role in those ambitions as well. Apple is also continuing to expand its advertising team, with analysts expecting that it will actually launch an ad-supported tier of Apple TV Plus at some point in the future, another place where AI-powered ad placement could come in handy. We are sponsored this week by the Anchor Cube 3-in-1 MagSafe Charger. With a clever foldable design, this charger can fast charge your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, all using a single USB-C cable. It's also perfect for the new standby mode feature in iOS 17 for letting you see information such as widgets, the calendar, and the date at a glance. The foldable ultra compact charger also easily fits in your pocket or your backpack so you can bring it anywhere, making it always travel ready. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the Anchor 3-in-1 Cube with MagSafe and upgrade your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods chargers. My thanks to Anchor for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple last week released iOS 17.4 with big changes to the iPhone and App Store ecosystem to comply with the Digital Markets Act in the European Union. This includes things like support for alternative app marketplaces, new business terms and in-app purchase options, and more. Today, Apple announced a few additional changes in response to feedback it's received from developers so far. First off, Apple says that app marketplaces can now offer a catalog of apps solely from the developer of that marketplace. Previously, Apple said that app marketplace operators were required to allow submissions from other developers. But with this change, which is effective immediately, a company can operate an app marketplace and solely offer its own apps for download. For example, Meta could operate an app marketplace in the EU that exclusively offers its own apps for download. Under the initial guidelines, this wasn't allowed, and Meta would have had to accept submissions from other developers as well. Second, Apple is also giving developers a new way to forego the app marketplace route altogether. Later this spring, Apple will add a new web distribution feature that lets developers distribute their iOS apps directly from their website. So iPhone users will be able to go to a developer's website and download an app directly without using the App Store or any alternative app marketplace whatsoever. To use this feature, developers will still have to opt in to the new App Store business terms, which means they'll pay a core technology fee of 50 euro cents for each first annual install over 1 million in the past 12 months. Any app distributed through the web will still be required to meet Apple's notarization guidelines for security and privacy, and apps can only be installed from a website domain that the developer has registered in App Store Connect. There are other eligibility requirements that developers must meet to be able to distribute apps via their website, which you can find in the show notes below. Apple says, quote, "Distributing apps directly from a website requires responsibility and oversight of the user experience, including the ability to manage apps and provide customer support and refunds. Apple will authorize developers after meeting specific criteria and committing to ongoing requirements that help protect users." End quote. Finally, Apple is giving developers more freedom about how they can link to an external web page in their app to complete a transaction for digital goods or services on an external web page. Apple says that developers can now choose how to design promotions, discounts, and other deals, as opposed to using Apple's own templates and following its guidelines. Hit the link in the show notes below for more details. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to sign up for 9 to 5 Mac Daily Plus and get ad-free episodes and bonus content. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.